Falcon, Houston, over.
Go ahead, Houston.
We've got some conversation to come up to you regarding some updates to the EVA prep, and also about the EVA traverse plans, and if that would fit in with what you're doing, let us know and we'll go ahead and give those words to you, Ellie.
Dave's off comm right now, so I don't want to talk about the EVA plan or the traverse plan, but maybe EVA prep I could talk to you about.
Okay, Jim, if you've got a piece of scratch paper here, I'll give you the camera magazines that we figure should be in the ETB and on the cameras at the start of this. They've changed slightly from the what you loaded last night, over.
Okay, did Dave tell you what we had loaded last night?
I'm not sure. I have to check on that.
I don't think we... We have the ETV loaded. Let us tell you what we have in the ETV.
Okay, fine.
Okay, the ETV is loaded per checklist, and the additional mag is mag Papa.
I understand, that's mag Papa, is that correct?
That's confirmed.
Okay, let me cross-check that here and see if we need any more words on that. Let me give you one other suggestion, and that's for securing the high-gain antenna cable on the rover. We'd like to suggest that you get the roll of tape out, strip off about 1 foot, and fold a 1 to 2 inch tab on one end of it, and wrap that piece of tape around the CDR camera, so that after you get down to the rover, you can use it to secure the high-gain cable to the high-gain antenna mast and keep it from flopping around. Over. Jim, this is Houston. Did you copy that about the tape?
Yes, we copied.
Okay. One other thing is we suggest that you each wear your EVA-1 cuff checklist on your right arm for use at the end of EVA-2. That's for both of you, over.
Yes, we've already... put that in
ETV. Okay, and can you give us a post-sleep status report there?
Well, we both slept for the full time, and we'll get the PRD lead if required in a little bit.
Okay, understand. Jim, this is Houston.
Go ahead.
On the ETB load camera stuff, we'd like you to add Delta Delta, 16 millimeter mag Delta Delta to the bag. And also, if you have your camera loaded with Kilo Kilo, we'd like you to take it off, put Kilo Kilo in the bag, and put Papa Papa on your camera. those are the only two changes that we see from what we figure you have right now, okay? Okay, Jim, add 16 millimeter mag delta-delta to the bag load, first of all. And then on your 70 millimeter camera, that's the LMP 70 millimeter camera, take off, we assume right on, the kilo-kilo is on it now. We'd like you to take that off and put papa-papa onto your camera. Open.
You're suggesting we take 16 millimeter delta and take mag K on my camera and put papa on my camera, but probably carry kilo out with us.
That's affirmative, Jim. Carry kilo kilo with you, and I think you said it right, but take delta delta along also. In the bag. Jim, Houston, over.
Hello, Houston, everybody.
Okay, a couple questions. First of all, I wondered if you have brought up the LGC and cycled it through Program 6 there. We haven't got high bit rate, and we haven't been able to tell. The other one was, how's the water cleanup going, and can you estimate how much you're able to scoop up there?
Well, okay, Gordo, two answers. Yes, the program, the computer's been cycled, and all the water is cleaned up, and we got two full LIOH canisters plus about 1/8 of a CSF helmet bag.
Okay, I get a suggestion here for what to do with it now, and have it to you in a minute. Okay, Dave, you can dump up to 1/2 of one of those Lyo cans worth into the urine system if you wish. And if you can get the rest into the two cans, we suggest you put the lids on, maybe tape them to hold them secure. Put them in the Buddy Swiss bag and then jettison them in the upcoming jettison of that Buddy Swiss bag's stuff. Over. Dave, Houston, we didn't copy your last transmission. If it was anything significant, say again. Otherwise, don't bother to acknowledge.
I guess we just want to make sure that the tops don't come off the LIOH cans when they get ready to get us.
Okay, fine.
And the Buddy Smith bag will just barely hold one cartridge, but the other debris we have. So I think we're going to have to use a jettison bag to put in the other cartridge, the two LIOH canisters, and the helmet bag with the water. And I think the helmet bag will hold the water okay. It seems to be fairly waterproof. And I just did keep the urine stowage as we have it.
Okay, that sounds good to us.
Hey, I guess we have a question. On the water in the helmet bag, do you think we'll have any problem with that if the bag is cinched up and we keep it in a local vertical position?
Okay, we're just going around the room on that one, and we'll have an answer in a second here.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control at 139 hours, 11 minutes. Dave Scott and Jim Irwin will be beginning preparations soon for the second EVA of the lunar surface. Here in the control center, the flight controller teams, which will be active during the EVA, are beginning to arrive. Flight Director Jerry Griffin, preparing to relieve Flight Director Milt Windler, and Flight Director Gene Kranz has reported he will be handling the command module during the EVA period. The CAPCOMs will be astronaut Joe Allen for the surface exploration and astronaut Carl Henneis for the command module. We'll continue to stand by live for further conversations between Falcon and Houston. At 139 hours, 12 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston.
Well, Houston, Hadley Base.
Go ahead, Hadley, Houston, over.
Okay, our helmet bags begin to drift, so I guess we probably would do better to transfer that into the urine container, right?
Okay, we agree. In fact, we were thinking about suggesting that, so you have the helmet bag to stow the visor in later for launch. It'd be easier than trying to tape it down. Go ahead and stick the urinal right into the bag, and it should suck it right out of there.
Okay, but we were talking about the helmet bag, not the Leva bag. We weren't going to use the Leva bag.
Oh, okay. Jim, on the subject I mentioned earlier about the urplus being filled on a slant and causing the problems you had with the flags, we don't think that's any real problem, but if you have a concern about it, we think that refilling the plus in a vertical position, and we have a procedure that we figure will take about 10 minutes total to do, we are pretty sure we'll solve that problem. We don't think there's any danger in going ahead and getting the same symptoms as you did on the first EVA, but if you'd rather not, we can do this procedure to get rid of that air bubble, will we?
Okay, Jim says he's not worried about it as long as no real problem. We'll just press on.
Okay, Dave.